Dateline Sunday, June 24th, 7:45, England versus Italy in the last quarter-final. St. Roy Hodgson, with a legion of press supplicants, followers, believers, will walk on the waters of the Danube, the Vistula, proclaiming Rooney is Pele and Maradona, and his team will demolish the Colosseum. He'll invoke the spirit of Anzio and Monte Cassino when the British army stormed ashore. He'll recall that the Italian Book of Bravery is a millimetre thick, and Italian tanks have 7 gears, 1 forward and 6 reverse. Alas, Italian footy invented Catenaccio, the double bolt defence against which Rooney will assail. As St. Hodgson's master plan is double, nay, treble bolt defence, I expect 9 players of England in their penalty box, and likewise for humble Cesare Prandelli, the Itie's manager. Now, Prandelli promised style and panache. Pirlo is their pearl, but he's now 33 years old and looks it. Balotelli is their joker. At any given moment, liable to expose his talent or expose his torso. He probably has a firework in his jockstrap to give Terry a fit of the vapours. Master Rooney, meanwhile, will point to his pate. Why have a hair transplant and shave it off? His bonnet could come from Stalag Luft or Death Row. Now behind him, Milner and Parker will throw their bodies at anything above grass height, labouring like artisans. Behind them, Johnson, Terry, Lescott and Cole will defend like wild dogs. My hope is that St. Hodgson unleashes natural talent in Welbeck, Walcott, Oxlade-Chamberlain and Ashley Young. They can play cabaret footy. Let them loose and show the world that we not only invented footy, but we can play it. Germany lie in wait. Achtung. Now Spain will pass France into oblivion on Saturday, Les Bleus, an assembly of famous names, but not a team. Spanish style will once again rattle my castanets as I toy with my sangria. Olé!